The reaction. I was on a social media site when my interest was piqued about a page offering some interesting clothing bearing Christian slogans. I saw there were many comments and decided to see what people had to say about the company. I soon noticed that many of the comments had nothing to do with the company experience at all. A great number of the few I read were people arguing with each other about Christian beliefs and calling each other cruel names. They got really nasty from both sides. Although I don't like it at all, I understand the ridicule from the opposition. The Bible has forewarned us. You do not belong to the world. On the contrary, I have picked you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. John 16:19. However, when Christians spew hatred back at the ridiculers, it makes me wonder what type of Christian they really are. Colossians 4:6 tells us, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer each one." From the NKJV. There is nothing gracious or flavorful about mudslinging. It is our duty as Christ followers to live differently from the world and to let our lives speak for Jesus through our behaviors. It's true, the Christian walk is a battle, and there is a time for everything, including war. But a war of finger-jabbing and name-calling is not how we are called to behave. We are supposed to be growing closer and closer to the image of our Creator. We can clothe ourselves with Christian slogans day after day, but when we fail to live by them, we are nothing more than hypocrites who stain the reputation of Christ. Our instruction manual tells us exactly how we should dress. Clothe yourselves with feelings of compassion and with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 4:12. Above all these, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together perfectly, and let the shalom which comes from the Messiah be your heart's decision maker, for this is why you were called to be part of a single body. Colossians 4:14. Don't let yourselves be drawn into the world, but strive to draw others out of the world by the way you react. How we clothe the body of Christ is so much more important than the clothes we wear on our backs.